This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
128,446.
Well, you threw out a number, Daryl. Are you going to explain what that might be?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will. That is the black market exchange rate between the Venezuelan Bolivar Fuerte and the U.S. dollar.
That's interesting. So the U.S. dollar is doing well against at least one world currency.
Yes.
A story I brought in, but we've never talked about on the air, has been that 2017, the dollar has performed its worst against most other foreign currencies. It's been the worst year for the dollar since 2003.
Interesting.
So the dollar has definitely been in a decline, not to mention all the dollars that have been flowing into cryptocurrencies and other non-dollar based assets.
Now, you might be asking yourself, or verbally asking me, shouting at your radio, why are you telling me the exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and the Bolivar Fuerte? Well, that's because Venezuela's inflation is, you know, we knew it was out of control, but it's really, really, really out of control, with economists predicting that inflation in Venezuela could reach 30,000%. For the year, with prices, again, actually, they're saying the buying power dropping by 50% month to month, 75% in just a matter of 8 weeks. Again, at the end of 2017, the inflation in Venezuela wound up crossing the 3,000% mark for the year. And the article here from the Miami Herald says, but that's just the beginning, says Francisco Ibarra, head of the Econometrica company. The rate of inflation began to accelerate significantly, they say, in August. But again, we know that their inflation has been out of control for quite some time. Again, the central government of Venezuela stopped calculating inflation, I believe, at the beginning of 2016. Again, the story from Miami Herald says the inflation began to accelerate significantly in August and faces no obstacles to keep rising higher in 2018 because the regime of Nicolas Maduro seems likely to continue printing money since it lacks the cash needed to finance operations. But there's a problem, not mentioned here in the Miami Herald article, but a story that we've covered previously. The Venezuelan government does not have enough money to pay for its money.
Correct. They literally are too broke to print more money.
Right, and so they don't have their own printing machine, which means that they have to contract it out. And one of the companies that they've contracted with, they owe like $72 million U.S. dollars.
Yeah, we're cutting you off. So what's a country like that to do? Venezuela comes up with what? Their own cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
See, that way they can just magically create money out of thin air, which is not how you do a cryptocurrency.
And we might talk about the way they're doing that crypto, because Maduro is claiming 860,000 people are already signed up to mine this thing.
Right.
But we don't know if 860,000 Venezuelans have reliable internet access.
Well, anybody can mine.
Or reliable electricity. Yes, you can mine on paper, but that doesn't actually wind up sending ones and zeros from one computer to another.
We've had this conversation. Now, my question is can I, here in the United States, with an ample supply of power, albeit expensive, mine the petro?
I don't know. Yeah. I've not looked at the code. Yeah. I don't know if the code is available. I don't know if they're going to put it up on GitHub.
Right. Those are all good questions.
The article here continues, again, talking about the rising inflation, says that means that in just a few months, the rate of inflation could be way higher than what some companies have been predicting for years. Ibarra, again, an economist or the head of the Econometrica company, says those who are now predicting that Venezuela will close 2018 with an inflation rate of 5,000% don't really understand what's happening. We can hit 5,000 in February. The economist said, given the current conditions, a conservative estimate for inflation at the end of 2018 would be 30,000%, but 100 or 200,000% cannot be ruled out. He says, quote, given the current trend, the rate of 30,000% is, in fact, very optimistic. That's sad.
That's scary as heck.
When 30,000% inflation is seen as optimistic. Venezuelan economist Alexander Guerrero said the country's inflation rate grew 6 to 7-fold in 2017 compared to its rate at the end of 2016. But the acceleration in the pace of price increases during the last half of 2017 points to a much faster rate of growth for this year. Guerrero says comparing 2017 to 2018, it could grow by 35 to 40 times. That would put inflation at between 105,000% and 120,000%.
Unreal.
Although these calculations may seem outrageous, Venezuela would still fall far short of the hyperinflation mark set by Hungary in 1945, Yugoslavia in 1992, and Zimbabwe in 2007. Those countries saw inflation rates double from one day to the next. Steve Hanke, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, said any attempt to make predictions in a hyperinflationary setting like Venezuela's would be useless.
Right.
Once inflation hits those levels, we simply can't predict how much higher it will go.
And that's where in other countries you've seen people demanding their pay at the end of the day or at the end of an hour because they're not sure what the rate's going to be at a later time.
Right. And, you know, this article here from the Miami Herald linked off of, or rather it was linked to from another article that I was hoping this would actually wind up covering, but it does not, that apparently some Venezuelans, and Chris, you've got an article about this, some Venezuelans are attempting to use gold and diamonds to pay for medical care.
Yeah.
Let's get into that in just a moment, but let's finish this article from the Miami Herald, where, again, Professor Steve Hanke from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore said that Venezuela has nevertheless clearly entered a period of accelerated deterioration and will face even worse conditions this year unless there's a significant change in the management of the economy. He estimated the current rate of inflation was close to 4,000%. Again, other estimates are about 3,000%. Could hit somewhere between 30,000, which is a conservative estimate, and upwards of 200,000% by the end of the year. Professor Hanke says the Venezuelan economy is locked in a death spiral. It is possible to contain the spiral and do so rapidly, he says, but that would require steps that Maduro's socialist and profoundly anti-American government would find difficult to adopt. Wow. Says adopting the U.S. dollar is the only guaranteed way to stop this. He also has studied 58 cases of hyperinflation around the world and advised two countries, including Ecuador, on how to shift to the U.S. dollar. Ecuador, another country that has at least talked about in recent years adopting their own national cryptocurrency. Professor Hanke says adopting the dollar immediately stops the high rates of inflation in those countries where he advised them to do so.
Right. You get our inflation instead.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on hyperinflation and mining the petro?
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Venezuelan central government is wanting to, at least they're offering, whether or not they're actually planning to do this or not, but apparently they're offering to try paying off some pharmaceutical companies with diamonds and precious metals. We'll dig into that, but maybe you've got your own diamonds and precious metals that you keep in some kind of safe, secure place somewhere on your property, maybe allegedly. And maybe you want to be able to keep an eye on it while you're not actually there. And that's where the Blink home security system would come in very handy. You can get this thing delivered right to your door. You download an app on your mobile device, whether it be a cell phone, a tablet, etc. And then the app walks you through the setup. And even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get it set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And you will get notified whenever anything moves in front of that wireless camera. Or you can just check it out whenever you want on that mobile device. And have we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. That's right, three for the price of one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. All one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. So the Venezuelan government is not in good shape. We've been talking about it for a while. Just talked about how horrible their inflation is, to where right now it's estimated at about 4,000%. Don't really know for certain because the Venezuelan central government stopped calculating a couple years ago.
It's not good news either way, but I could care less. I could care less how poorly the Venezuelan government is doing.
That means you could care.
Thank you, Daryl, for correcting that obvious faux pas. But I care about the Venezuelan people.
Right.
I want to see the Venezuelan government starve itself. I want to see them just collapse upon themselves and let some freedom come back into that country. It's insanity.
Right, but everything that goes, problems,
I know, people are dependent upon the government.
Is that every time something bad happens in Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro winds up putting more things under control of that Venezuelan central government that has caused so many problems.
I get it. But I hope that as this goes on and as the internet is now out there and the Venezuelan people can read and see, and I hope that some English-speaking Venezuelans listen to our show, because we broadcast over the internet. Are we on? Do we have any satellite feeds to South America?
The satellite feed that we have now is North and Central.
North and Central, so we probably don't reach down as far as Venezuela. No. But if you know anyone in Venezuela, please pass on information about the show. I hope the people there educate themselves and understand that if they want to keep living under this, just do what you're doing. If you want to make a change, then it's going to be a hard decision to make. But at some point, it's going to be life or death.
Right. And again, we've talked previously on the show about how long people stand in lines waiting on whatever they can purchase, and they don't necessarily know what they can buy on the day that they go to the store.
Whatever's there, and if anything.
You're allowed to buy two. Let's say you need three of them. Nope, you're allowed to buy two. You don't need whatever they have in the store that day.
You're going
to
buy it.
You're still going to buy it and then probably barter with somebody.
Hopefully you'll barter, yep.
And article from UPI about the fact that the Venezuelan government has offered to wind up settling some of their debts with pharmaceutical companies using diamonds and precious metals. They say that bartering has become commonplace in Venezuela, especially in transactions between Venezuelans who are seeking to acquire sought-after staples. Omar Zambrano, a Caracas-based economist, says
Money was created so that we could avoid having to barter for basics. But we've fallen so far, we're going back in time.
Yep. That's a good point. I mean, that's why money was invented. And we don't know exactly where money came from. We know that it's been used historically. I mean, as far back as histories go.
Like the earliest recorded uses are like Mesopotamia.
Right. And they were talking about, you know, debts and ledgers, actually, you know, calculating how much different people owed and held and things like that.
There was a book that I read a couple of years ago called, what was it? The Knowledge Grows on, the, or Money Grows on the Tree of Knowledge, I think was the name of the book. And it talks about the history to where, again, the earliest recorded mentions of money, Mesopotamia, to where farmers would take a bushel of wheat to the priest, and then, after giving the offering, would get a silver coin called a shekel.
Gotcha.
That he would then go give to one of the temple prostitutes, and there would be an act done between the farmer and the prostitute that was to, you know, basically symbolize being fertile with the land and hopefully wind up getting a good crop for the next year so that he could, again, go back, make that, deposit of wheat at the temple to, again, get the shekel to, again, visit the temple prostitute.
Hmm. Are you going to explain to me where the phrase green thumb came from? Is that something kinky in this whole story?
I have no clue.
Okay. But yeah, the history of money, and I've read lots of, I am kind of a dweeb, but I read books on economics, lots of economics books we'll talk about, you know, its use, and that really is it. It's to make trade easier.
Right.
And money can be done well, and it has been in the past with, you know, stable currencies, and it's been done horribly, like the U.S. dollar does, or the euro, or the Japanese yen, or the Chinese yuan, or
basically anything that is controlled by a central authority.
Right, and has nothing backing it.
Whether something's backing it or not, if it's controlled by a central authority, it's going to be poorly done because then you wind up with fractional reserve, and that's a completely different topic for...
Yeah, it's all scales of bad. But the idea in the past of having money backed by gold or by silver was to put some restraint on
right,
the growth
but again,
of
if
money.
You wind up having fractional reserve, oh, well, only 2% are going to show up, only 1%.
Any given day, so yeah, we'll make our reserve requirements low. So yeah, there's all sorts of ways governments and big banks and central banks can screw up money.
And again, getting back to barter, Caracas-based economist Orlando Ochoa says that using commodities to settle debts to pharmaceutical companies is extremely rare. Doesn't say, you know, he doesn't say it's never happened. Just says it's extremely rare.
I would imagine.
But he adds, it feels like a bluff. It's as if they want to show off their assets to give the illusion that there's an intention to pay, even though they can't pay it.
Wow.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help the show get on more radio stations across the country? We're already on over 165. We could be on more, and we could use your help. Join the AMP program. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that $5 per month or more that you send in winds up helping us be able to do just that, advertise, market, and promote the show to program directors of radio stations across the country who make the decisions to add us to more shows or to more stations. AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Venezuela. And Nicolas Maduro has decided that the best way to wind up helping the people of Venezuela, or at least the best way of helping himself, and when Nicolas Maduro is doing good, the people of Venezuela do good. Right,
right.
Chris, something along those lines. But he's decided that Venezuela needs its very own government-issued cryptocurrency.
Of course, because all these geeks all around the world, they come up with an idea, they do an initial coin offering or an ICO, and And next thing you know, they're worth a few billion dollars. So I'm sure they're seeing it as that. And as we talked about in the previous hour.
So is the Petro going to have an ICO?
I think they're going to do a straight mine. We'll get into the details of how it's going to work. But this does not mean, because something is a cryptocurrency, does not make it valuable. That in and of itself.
Right.
Daryl and I are very familiar with hundreds of cryptocurrencies that are just junk. All right.
Yes.
So, again, this comes to us from Bitcoin.com. The Venezuelan government has published a decree outlining the operation of Venezuela's national cryptocurrency, the Petro. It details the government's plan for the new currency, including its issuance, mining, and trading. In addition, the Petro will be backed by 5 billion barrels of crude oil.
Barrels of crude oil that can't actually be shipped out of the country because the ships cannot be inspected.
Oh, Daryl, come on. You're right.
You're absolutely right.
Details get in the way. 5 billion barrels of oil and a mining plan. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has assigned 5.3 billion barrels of crude oil worth over $267 billion to back the nation's cryptocurrency. He first announced the creation of the Petro in early December, as news.bitcoin.com reported, during a weekly national radio and TV broadcast. For those people that still have power and can hear radio and TV in Venezuela, he showed a document formalizing the provision of the certified Ayacucho oil field number 1 in the Orinoco petroleum belt for the support of El Petro cryptocurrency, according to RT, citing that, quote, every single Petro will be backed by a barrel of oil, unquote, Maduro confirmed.
So there's going to be 5 billion Petro?
I will get into that and see if that...
Since there's 5 billion barrels of oil...
There you go.
And each one is backed by a barrel of oil...
Perhaps. Sounds like an awfully inflated supply of cryptocurrency right there.
Well, if they can't ever, you know, ship the oil out...
Correct.
Then chances are they're not going to extract more from the ground, so there's still going to be 5 billion barrels...
It could be like banks used to be. Like, if you show up at our door... You know, we'll exchange the promissory note, which is our currency, for the gold in our vault. So all you have to do, Daryl, is take your cryptocurrency down there. They'll point you to where the oil field is and help yourself.
And then will a barrel of oil?
Oh, that part's up to you. That's all up to you. Quote, we will be setting up a special team of cryptocurrency specialists, so they will be engaged in mining in all states and municipalities in our country, unquote. In addition, the president, quote, promised to allocate Arco Monero gold deposits from the Orinoco belt along with the country's diamond deposits, quote, end quote, to the Petro, the publication noted. This thing is backed by oil, it's backed by gold, and it's backed by diamonds. Where do I buy it?
And it's backed by the full faith and credit of the Venezuelan government.
Absolutely. The cryptocurrency superintendency and
pinky promise that they have the oil and the gold and the diamonds.
Exactly.
Pinky promise?
They do. They have oil. They have all these resources. The problem is that after years of socialism and central planning, they are so broke they can't afford to get this stuff out of the ground. Cryptocurrency Superintendency and the National Blockchain Observatory will oversee the Petro's creation and operation, as news.bitcoin.com previously reported. Issuance and trading plans. The Maduro government has published a gazette which outlines a decree consisting of 13 parts referred to as articles. Nearly half of them concern the operational details of the Petro. Article 4 of the decree describes the asset backing the new currency, stating that the Petro, quote, is about Venezuelan oil quoted on the OPEC basket, as well as other commodities including gold, diamond, coltan, I don't even know what that is, C-O-L-T-A-N, and gas, unquote. Moreover, each Petro will have a physical support, a purchase sale contract for 101 barrel of oil from the Venezuelan crude oil basket, or any commodities that the nation decides.
So
it's good. They decided that they can flip that around. They can change it from oil backing it to palm leaves.
Right. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, whenever you're dealing with government, rule number one is they can change the rules whenever they want to. Another story from news.bitcoin.com says that Venezuela opened up the registry of cryptocurrency miners for anyone with national identification to sign up to mine the currency. Registration will remain open until January 1st. With registration being, quote, an essential requirement for natural and legal persons to have access to the petro.
Wow. Article 5 reveals the nature of the wallets holding the petro as well as the cryptocurrency's convertibility, stating, quote, the holder of the petro may change the market value of the crypto asset for the equivalent in another cryptocurrency or in bolivars at the market exchange rate published by the National Crypto Asset Exchange House. The holder of each petro will own a virtual wallet, which will be his own responsibility. This doesn't sound much like... I've never heard cryptocurrency sound so centrally planned, and that's exactly what one would expect. The Gazette also provided some issuance details on the petro and hints at an initial coin offering, ICO. The initial placement will be made through auction or direct assignment, made by the superintendents of the crypto assets and related Venezuelan activities, according to Article 8. Furthermore, the government explains in Article 9, quote, the custody will be decentralized once the superintendents of the crypto assets and related Venezuelan activities have carried out the initial auction and assigned the crypto assets to investors.
They use words. But I don't think they use words in the way that the words are supposed to be used.
No, this is directly out of A Princess Bride.
We're going to control this through the registrar of cryptocurrency, but it's decentralized because we've distributed the cryptocurrency to everybody that has signed up with the registrar, and it's essential for natural and legal persons.
After we have been central planners and devastated any hopes of this thing actually working, then we're going to go ahead and decentralize it.
Yep. And by decentralize, we mean not decentralize.
They'll run it on two computers instead of one.
Ooh, that's also distributed. And there's probably a blockchain. Do they mention blockchain somewhere in that 15-page whatever?
Not yet.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Venezuela's cryptocurrency? You buying?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And how would you like to try the best pillow you will ever use and try it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about the My Pillow. This thing is amazing. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your head and neck in the proper position. And I've been using it for a couple of years. Chris, you've had one for several years.
I don't want to make it sound like I had one for 20, but I think we've had ours for at least four or five years.
Right, so you've had yours several years. The pillow is guaranteed to last you 10 years. And again, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And one thing that's amazing about the MyPillow, aside from the fact that, you know, it holds your neck in the proper position while you sleep, you can actually throw it in the washing machine when it gets dirty and has a lot of dead skin. And then you throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. It doesn't just turn into kindling to start a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And again, the pillow is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Yeah, so we've been talking about Venezuela, and we've been talking about their cryptocurrency and how it's going to roll out. To finish up this article,
As for the launch time, Minister of Communications and Information Jorge Rodriguez was recently quoted by local publications saying, quote, the first issue of the Petro cryptocurrency will be announced within days. Then during his year-end speech in a national radio and TV broadcast on Sunday, December 31st, Maduro revealed, quote, in the month of January, I will be presenting all the conditions of the Petro to start operating.
He did not say which year. No. Just during January.
January, yeah.
But again, there is the other article also from news.bitcoin.com that registration for being a miner, the Registry of Cryptocurrency Miners, is open until January 21st. And again, they say that registration is an essential requirement for natural and legal persons to have access to the Petro. So if you want to use the Petro, you have to register with the government that you want to use the Petro. But don't worry, it's going to be decentralized.
Yeah, this is the part, like, strategically I don't get. If you're Maduro and your country is just falling apart, why do you want to restrict access to the people that are too broke to buy it in the first place? You know what I mean?
Or, well, see, no, you don't have to buy it. You just mine it.
Well,
your government subsidized electricity, and you mine it, and then you're not buying anything.
Right. So basically, God, there have been many books like this. But it is sort of, yes, if you do this busy work, we will reward you with something because we have no real jobs to offer you.
Yes.
But, you know, if Maduro, if the Venezuelan government came up with a legitimate cryptocurrency, and I'm going to say there's a number of cryptos out there that are backed by gold. Sometimes it's for religious purposes. So there's a number of Muslim-oriented cryptos that are backed by gold because they feel that that's in line with their particular religion. But they're actually allegedly backed by something. The problem is right now nobody trusts Maduro. Nobody right. trusts his government to back it with anything, so this is all hogwash. The other thing
is, it's going to be backed by oil and gold and
diamonds,
talcum powder
right.
and diamonds and anything else we decide that it's backed by.
Yeah, and if you have to go through a laundry list of very valuable items to get people to believe you, that should tell everybody that
chewing gum,
you are
toilet
never,
paper,
you are never going to get this. You're never going to get your money out of it.
The full faith and credit of the Venezuelan central government.
Yeah, but if you were to do a crypto and you were to say, okay, here's how it is, and it's going to be open source, and we're going to let everybody inspect it, and we are going to tie it, and we're going to come up with some way of holding things in a recognized escrow. You know, there are ways that they could have played that this might have actually generated some real money.
Right.
And if they were to allow their citizens to mine for it, I can really see this as a way that it could have lifted some people out of near death. But of course the Venezuelan government's not going to do that.
Right. Let's go to the phones, or actually in this case to the Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, Brother Darrell. You know, that's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there. I mean, that's the legal name of where I live, you know.
I said you're calling on Skype. I did not say where you're calling from. Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
All right, Brother Chris, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Now, you were in the military, right?
I was.
If you don't mind me asking, what branch of the military were you in?
U.S. Army.
Okay. Is it okay to tell me what time period?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, you really want me to say how old I am?
That's all right.
I was in during the early 80s, early to mid 80s.
That's an interesting time, actually, to be in. And this might be right up your alley. See, here's the thing. Now, recently, I had an issue, and I've been having some problems, because I stand up against tyranny. I stand up against tyranny here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I stand up against tyranny wherever I see tyranny, because I actually believe in this Southern cross that I wear and what it represents. And I'm going to show you how stand up to tyranny, what it does. Here's why people don't want to stand up against tyranny. And there was an individual that I stood up against tyranny on this show. As I'm sure you heard, that I challenge to a duel with period pistols. Now, he never accepted it, and that was his problem. But here's what happened to me. You're military, so maybe you can tell me a little about this. Now, there's a man that wants to kill me right now. Now, I know I've been being watched since August.
Okay.
Now, first of all, this person has been investigating yours truly. He comes from the federal branch. I'm showing a lot of attention because of the Southern Cross that nobody seems to believe in, like working from the Commonwealth don't exist. Now, the fact of the matter is, he already went to somebody I know, a young lady. He pulled a gun on her, you know, because he was trying to fish for information. She didn't go for it. And he knows personal details about me. Now, here's the thing. I got both his real name and his alias. They both sound bogus to me, and I've confirmed that. Now, I'm wondering...
You've confirmed that they sound bogus, or you've confirmed the name and the alias?
Well, no, they were confirmed, but they're bogus. And here's another thing. Now, this person has now continued to investigate me after this. Now, he had all his guns taken away because she put a restraining order against him. It doesn't matter. Because this guy don't exist. Now, I'm wondering, is he FBI or CIA or both? Because a family member believes he's FBI. Okay? Now, here's the thing. He's still investigating me. Now, I know what he's about. He's investigating me because of what I wear here. Because of the mumblums I'm making around. What I say on this show, and people laugh at me, some. But, you know, people here aren't laughing because there's crazy stuff going on in the Commonwealth. You know? Including with our legislature and different things. The resistance against the taxes, plans we have for the future. Look at the driver's license, the 2019 crap. They said maybe in 2019. Now, Ricky from the Commonwealth's in the center.
Hold on. What driver's license in 2019 are you talking about?
What changes are they making to the Pennsylvania driver's license? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they said they may put the stuff in there so they can go on planes, you know. But they haven't actually said they're going to do it yet.
Talking about the real ID thing that compliance was to real supposed ID. To have initially gone in place in 2007, and then they pushed it back to 2010, and then they pushed it back to 2013, and then they pushed it back to, like, 2017, and then now they're saying maybe 2020, maybe 2022.
And I was disappointed New Hampshire kind of caved on that, didn't we?
New Hampshire has a real ID opt-in.
Okay.
So if you want a real ID compliant license, you can get it. If you don't want it, then you don't have to. Continue. I think you were close to a thought. Continue, Ricky.
Yeah, but I mean, basically what it comes down to is I stand up against tyranny in very vocal ways, not only amongst the people wherever I go. I deal with the state and their crap all the time, and I beat them. And here's the thing, it's the same with our government. Now, you know, so about the FBI, that's what I'm wondering. Is this guy FBI or CIA?
I have no clue, Ricky. Maybe you can talk to the voices inside your head. Maybe they have an answer. That's it for tonight, but we're always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.